right, our time is 12:14. It is the Matt Thomas Show with you from the Post Oak Hotel. And the newest member of the Rockets, Daniel Tice, is going to stop by for a couple of minutes. We will have lots of different players on, coaches. We had a chance to visit with Stephen Silas a little earlier today. We'll play that for you in just a few minutes. But, man, the key free agent pickup of the offseason. Daniel, I'm Matt. I'm your radio announcer. Ross,
hello.
He's just a fan. He's a swell fellow, too. Welcome to Houston. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
How you like it here so far?
Pretty good. The weather's feeling really great.
It's not bad this week.
It's not bad.
No, I mean,
you must not have been here in July.
Exactly. So the first week when I came here, it was hot. It was like, no, I can't go outside. It's humid and everything. But the last, I think, was it like 2 weeks now? Week and a half? It's awesome.
It's going to be great. It'll be better in Boston.
No, it's cold there. So.
Yeah. How would you assess last year, two different teams before that, Boston? What was last year like just getting back in the NBA after the short turnaround and playing in empty arenas? I mean, did it ever feel right to you at any point?
It was just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like you said, from the bubble, a short off season, starting a new season, no fans, all the protocols, basically. Never a day off, came in testing, masks everywhere.
Yeah.
Obviously, for a reason, with being safe and
for sure.
Everything, but
yeah.
It didn't feel like basketball at all, like real basketball, because you need your fans in the arena. It's like when you play in an empty arena, it's like you hear everything. Like you hear every assistant.
Nobody's booing you, though, are they?
Nobody's booing,
nobody's cheering, I guess that's
like,
true,
It's just like something was missing, so hopefully this year.
Amen. Full 82 game schedule, no stoppages, no worried about. I mean, exactly. I think there'll probably be some COVID protocols, a few little bit here and there, but
yes.
Compared to what it was last year, for
yes.
Sure. What was the free agent process like? Did you enjoy that?
I was looking forward to it because the first time in my career, like in my NBA career, I was unrestricted free agent. But also, I felt like since season was over in May, it was the first time in my whole life in my career I didn't play playoffs since I started playing basketball. So from May 10th or whenever the season was over until free agency was
extra extra vacation time for you.
I did vacation. I took off from basketball, and then I looked at a calendar. It was still like two more months. so it was a really long time.
Yeah.
I was getting nervous, but it was still like such a long time because then I knew free agency was as soon as I signed, then you have like only a couple of weeks to really move. Like it takes away the month.
That's right.
Basically, like go find a new place, go there, then take your time. But at the end, it worked out great, so I'm not complaining at all.
Where do you live in the off season?
I go everywhere. We stayed in Boston for a while. I went to Germany to see my family the first time in 2 years.
Oh, but that was special for you.
So I was there for 5 weeks. Then I went to LA for a little bit. Came here for a couple of days to find a place to live.
Yeah.
Then I went to Vegas to see the team in summer league. Then went back to Boston, and now I'm in Houston.
What made Houston the destination? What made it attractive? Besides money, of course. What made it attractive to say, hey, I want to be a Houston Rocket?
The role Coach and Rafael just saw me, that I can be the veteran guy, be a leader for all the young guys, helping them adjust to the NBA, improve, and getting better. So I've been saying it all day already. I was fortunate. I learned from Al Horford, Aaron Baines. When I came in the NBA, I didn't know anything about NBA. Like, it's so much different than playing in Europe. So they took me on the side. Like, they took me out to dinner. They explained me how NBA works, how this works. And so for me now, like, my role is the veteran guy. Like, I don't have to, but I want to help them as much as possible. Like, in practice, when we do drills or play, take them on the side, explain it. And then also, for me, it's a big I'm a pick and roll guy. I screen. I get them open. Like, that's what I did in Boston with Jason for the last 4 years. Like, pick and roll to get them open, and then they can do whatever they want, especially with Jalen, like, open the court for
me. You had some talent around you, for sure. All right, so these kids are, like, 19 and 20 years old, right? You can swear in them in German, and they won't understand a word you're saying. You can have free reign with that. You know that, right?
I might got to teach them some German words.
No. It's actually easier that way if they don't know what you're saying. They're like, oh, that means good morning. Okay. But it's you're on the ground floor or something. Now, obviously, you're going from a veteran-laden team to a young. So how have you been adjusting to the thought of, you know what, victories may not come right away, but you've got some guys that are just, it looks like, are going to be stars in the future?
Definitely exciting. Like I said, just help this team take the next step, win more games, and then, but on the other hand, like, you can't, that's what everybody got to learn on this team.
Right.
You can't get frustrated. If we lose five in a row, you can't get frustrated because that's the NBA. Like, game is after game after game. If you lose one night by 30, the next night you might win by 30. So that's why I think what everybody got to learn, or all the young guys got to learn, like, the NBA games are so fast, you can't hang your heads after one. So you just got to, like, basically take a check after this game, then, like, the next night, or probably latest two nights later, you have another game.
Yeah.
You can like show different. I think that's the biggest mindset for us. Just stay positive throughout the year, even like adversity hits, and gotta be resilient just like throughout the whole year.
You are the official motivational speaker of the Rockets. I like it. Now just go rebound and pick and roll and get put into the rebound.
Exactly.
Daniel, it's nice to visit with you. Welcome to our city.
Thank you, guys.